It's Monday, the 23rd of December, 8 a.m. and still pretty dark, though there are signs of light from the south. Very calm and dry this morning. It makes a big difference not coming out here into those howling winds. Oh my goodness. Running out of time this morning. Well, not running out of time this morning, but this morning when I was in the shower, and bearing in mind that I've had a fantastic run of, be careful how I say this, can't say it. I haven't had any mood swings for quite a wee while now, and it's been fantastic. It's great, and feeling good in the morning. This morning, it wasn't mood swings, it was just so much going through my head, what I had to do between today and tomorrow, knowing that tomorrow time will be extremely time limited due to commitments with my wife and her family, and vigil mass for Christmas. So I know the time will not be, or free time won't be readily available tomorrow. But I have quite a few things to do today, and I kind of messed up yesterday because I could have actually carried out two of those tasks yesterday while we were in Glasgow for a good bit of the day. In fact, we're away from here from 9 a.m. in the morning. No, that's not a drummer. That's the dustbin men. Just making sure that they really give those buckets a really big Christmas whack. But we were away since 9 a.m. in the morning and didn't get back to later on in the afternoon. And there was at least two tasks I could have carried out while I was in there, and I just, I'll be honest, I just forgot. Which means I've got to try and get them done today, along with the other things I have to do today. And on Friday, when I thought I'd have, not Friday, Saturday, when I thought I'd have a completely free day, on Friday morning, the doorbell went while Mary was up the town, and it was her sister and her man, and they were down shopping and thought they'd pop in and then tell me that their shower had stopped working. So I then had to go up and check the shower on Friday afternoon and go and pick them up a brand new shower, and then go up on Saturday morning and spend 2 or 3 hours fitting it. And so that Saturday, I lost so much free time on Saturday. So today, Monday the 23rd of December, did that all sound completely muddled to you? Did it? Did to me. And I did it. So basically what I'm saying is, what was running through my head this morning was all the things that I've lost time over the past 2 or 3 days, and which I won't have tomorrow, I'll have to pile into today, and I feel a wee bit under pressure to get them all done, and I don't want that, and I shouldn't be feeling that way, but circumstances. And trust me, I have absolutely no doubt that someone will phone me today, might even phone me tomorrow and ask me to do something. It's just, I'm not talking about the family, that's different. Family's entirely different. But I know I'll get at least one or two phone calls between today and tomorrow. And I just want to be free. I know a song about that. But I do. I just wanted to get up this morning and go, yep, yeah, okay, that's me. I'm doing nothing. I'll go a walk, I'll put some music on, I'll do something. It's just going to be a blur of a day. If I manage to get a walk in the afternoon, that would be fantastic. Here's me blethering away. And the starlings are up in the big conifer. Isn't that a wonderful sound? I'm going to get a pole that is 40 foot, 50 foot high, and stick this recorder on the top of it one day and ram it right up the inside of that big landy conifer. Oh, I'd love to get really close to that. And sound that is. It's a lovely calm morning. And I'm trying to stay calm. Not get flustered, not get uptight. I'm going to try and focus and go with the flow as it goes today. I really do not want to be bound up.